Morning, guys. So we're going to shift a little bit and start talking about a new tool that we actually have in our toolbox. We've talked a lot about resistance and resistance issues. So a new tool that we can use to combat some of that resistance when it comes to piercing, sucking insects in cotton. So I want to start out, you know, going to entomology meetings, et cetera. I've been asking folks, you know, what do you as an ag professional want to see in an insecticide? And so these are the top five answers that I normally get. A new mode of action is exciting for resistance management, targeted control, something that's soft on pollinators and compatible with your beneficials, pollinators because that's big in the news right now, beneficials because that's going to help you control your pest population, no cross or baseline resistance. As we heard, there's a lot of resistance out there right now to various insecticides. And of course, you know, the number one most important thing is a positive ROI for our growers. So I've said this is a new mode of action. So Safina is piroxifen. It's a cortisone modulator in the subgroup 9D, according to IRAC. And in a nutshell, what it does, it works on the cortisone organ, which you find in the insect's joints. And basically, it causes a disturbance in the force, so to speak. It makes the insects feel like they're being disturbed, like something is actually touching them. And again, it's just signals that are coming from their joints. And these insects, they're piercing, sucking. So what they're going to do is they're going to start to jiggle around and actually withdraw their stylet from the leaf. And then as this disruption continues, they no longer have enough control over their musculature to be able to reinsert that mouth part in the leaf to feed or vector any diseases. One thing I want to emphasize here is that the insects don't die immediately. They can't feed, but they're still alive. They're actually going to need to either starve or desiccate in order to be dead. So they're not feeding, but they're not quite dead yet. It can take 4 to 7 days for mortality. So currently, Safina is registered in row crops, in soybeans and cotton. We launched last year. And then we're expecting in 2020, the crops you see in the green box. So for the row crops, that's going to be sorghum and alfalfa. And then for specialty crops, we're registered in citrus and cucurbits, brassicas, solanaceae. And we're expecting registration this year in tree nuts, again in that green box. Oh, one of the things I wanted to say about this is, you know, we're expanding that label. So if you buy it for cotton, you know, keep in mind that, you know, if you're also a soybean grower, if you do have an aphid issue in your soybeans, you're going to be able to use that. Those of you that are growing cotton and sorghum, once we get that sorghum registration, you know, you're going to be able to use it in multiple crops. So it's not just a one crop. We've got a nice diverse nice diverse label. So we had a cotton aphid demonstration last year, and what you see on the left is the demo where we treated with Safina for aphids. It's 3 fluid ounces per acre, and you're all familiar with cotton, so what you're seeing on that leaf are the shed skins of the aphids, not aphids themselves, because, you know, they've already moved on, they've already died. On the right-hand side, you see our control, and of course, it's full of aphids. What we're not showing here is that they were both thick with lady beetles, and then of course, once the aphids died out on the Safina side, they're moving over to the untreated control. And here's just a close-up of that. You can even see some winged aphids there. So looking at control, you can see here that Safina is providing you with control that is either the same or better than your current standards. So the standards that you're currently using for aphid control across time. This is nymphs. And then here's your adults, again, showing the same thing. Safina is going to give you that same control as the standards that you're used to, the standards that perhaps may have resistance. therefore, Safina is a nice tool that you can add to that rotation for resistance management. So what else do we have in cotton? Whitefly. So as you can see here, again, Safina, and this is nymphs. Safina is translaminar, so it's moving through the leaf, so it's actually helping to control those whitefly nymphs just as well as your current standards do. And actually, with this, I wanted to give a shout out to Triana Pierce, who did a lot of work for us with this. Even during, you know, the passing of Larry Godfrey, she's his technician, she kept plowing ahead and doing this work. An amazing woman. This trial, I think she had at least a couple dozen different active ingredients out there. And she collected data on all stages of multiple insect pests. She's amazing. Anyway, thank you, Triana, if you're out there. Whitefly adults, again, you're gonna see the same thing. There's one less mode of action here because I took NAC out, because of course NAC is not going to control your adults. But again, you're seeing consistent control, you know, right there with your standards. So you're bringing in a new mode of action. You know, you can incorporate that into your resistance management rotation that you're already using. So again, cotton is already on our label. So our best use recommendations for that is, you know, wait until you've reached threshold, of course. Pre-harvest interval of 7 days, re-entry period of 12 hours. Rain fastness is, you know, within an hour after the product's dry. And there are absolutely no bloom restrictions. All right, so what about flea hopper control? Safina is not currently registered for flea hopper control. And just in case you can't see it, there's the little guy down in the squares. But that's something that we're working on. So here again, you're seeing Safina compared to some standards. So currently we're working to get a 2EE label for this year. And on that label, you will probably see a range of 3 to 6 fluid ounces for control. And this is to show the, you know, this is the difference in control you're going to get depending on which rate you use. I would recommend if you have a really high pressure situation to use 6 fluid ounces of Safina against flea hopper. If you just have a moderate population, then 3 fluid ounces alone or with orthene will do a really good job. And then to hammer that down, David did some work for us, and you can actually see the difference in square set. Keeping those squares on the plants is what we need to do to give our growers the return they're looking at on their investment. So 3 fluid ounces, if you've got high pressure, may not be enough. 6 is really going to add to that. And then if you throw acephate in the tank, you're going to get a higher amount of bowl retention. All right, so the benefits of Safina insecticide, the fast onset of action. As I said earlier, you know, the insects are going to stop feeding. You may still see them, but they've stopped feeding immediately. And then within 4 to 7 days, either through desiccation or through starvation, there you will no longer see the insects. That's when mortality is going to occur. Really nice residual, and the residual control works with your beneficial insects that are out in the field. I know it says aphids here, but for aphids, whiteflies, it doesn't matter. They're still going to be out in the field. They're still going to be feeding. It's not a restricted use pesticide, which just makes it that much easier to use. And then again, compatible with pollinators and beneficials. So, you know, if you're working with a grower who, you know, wants to be able to say they're using bee safe products, here's something that they can use. And then finally, this is a new mode of action. It's the only member of IRAC Group 9 registered in cotton at this time. Okay, I actually flew through that. So does anyone have any questions? No? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank Kristen. We have